What shall we do with Mary? Should we criticize her or should we canonize her? Hello again. It's myself, Miles McKee, with the Gospel Truth Radio Broadcast. And before we get started today, first of all, let me say thanks to all of you who have been writing to me. It's been so important to hear from you, and I thank you very, very much. This week we've been looking at John's Gospel chapter 12. Great wee verse there where a bunch of fellows come along to Philip and ask to be introduced to Jesus. And what they actually said was, "Sir, we would see Jesus." We looked and we've discovered a few things about this. We discovered that religion didn't satisfy these fellows at all. They were converts to the Jewish faith. At least that's what we think they were. Religion hadn't satisfied them. And religion will satisfy nobody. And these people came to see Jesus. Now, they didn't even come to see his ministers. I'm sure Philip was a fine man and Andrew and all the boys were great lads, but they weren't there to see them. They were there to see Jesus. And another thing I want to draw your attention to is when they came to see Jesus, they came to see not his ministers and not even his mother. That's why I asked at the beginning, what should we do with Mary? Should we criticize her? Or should we canonize her? Well, it's a very, very sad thing to say that today I know people who criticize the Virgin Mary. I can't understand that for the life of me. Say I have the highest regard and honour for her. And I don't want to offend anybody by this message. But I think it's a shocking thing to criticise the Blessed Mother, as we call her in Ireland. But I think it's equally shocking and sad when I hear people wanting to canonise her. Well, that's just as bad. You see, the scripture is very clear about things, folks. There's one mediator between God and man. One, not two, one mediator. Well, you say, if we don't criticize her and we don't canonize her, what should we do with her? We should recognize her. Yeah, she was the mother of our Lord. And she was a wonderful woman. And she was blessed among women, but not above them. And you know something? We should listen to her, because she's got her own gospel. It's found in John's Gospel, chapter 2 and verse 5. Well, what's the gospel according to Mary? Here it is. She says this. She says, "Whatsoever he," Jesus, "says, do it." Whatsoever Jesus says, do it. That's her gospel. If she could speak to us today, that's her word to us today. And Jesus said, "You must be born again." And Jesus said, "Come unto me and I will give you rest." And Jesus, it was who was executed on the cross for our sins, and if you'll come to him, he will save you. His mother won't save you, his ministers won't save you, but he'll save you, and that's the gospel truth.
Thank you for listening to the Gospel Truth. We would love to hear from you. Our address is Box 50395, Henderson, Nevada 89016, or visit our website at www.milesmckee.com. Goodbye and God bless you. Or as we say in Ireland, slán agus beannacht libh.